Simpson and Dynamite Music.
Electric Light Orchestra bringing you into the second hour of the Dave Simpson Jolly Roger thing here on station J1000, 271 metres medium wave band. It's a Sunday afternoon, and before the top of the hour there we had a recording of Robbie Dale from the very early transmissions of Sunshine Radio on 539 metres, and that's not quite the end of our recordings of Sunshine Radio. A little bit later on, in about half an hour's time in fact, I shall be playing a recording of Tony Allen on the also the early transmissions of Sunshine Radio. The time now on station J1000 is 4 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. Ladbrokes, the bookies, are now taking bets for the next 5 minutes as to how many more mistakes I'm going to make before the end of the programme. I've been outside and chased the CB man away, so hopefully he won't break through on the headphones anymore. Right, coming up in the next hour, listeners' letters, some more free radio information, part two, in fact, of a letter from 43A Buckingham Road from Mr. Jeff Stafford. I read out part one and three on the programme last week. I think this week we shall have part two for you.
Dave Simpson. Solid gold.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide. why the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan with a great sound from 1965 on CBS Records. I remember listening to that one on Radio Caroline North. That's a number entitled The Times They Are A-Changing. My thanks goes out to the cavemen who sent me another couple of very picturesque letters, one of them featuring some flags down the left-hand side. The first flag, which is a skull and crossbones on a blue background, says 271 station J1000, Pirate Radio, fly the flag. And just below that there's a really amusing flag, which is it's a Union Jack, and superimposed on the top of it are three hairy legs, rather like the legs of man, only these are very, very hairy with knobbly knees, which it says underneath the Dave Simpson flag. I might just adopt that one, it really is good. There's also a matte black zombie club flag, and also an LBC, a Bert Williams smoothie club. And I think these guys must know me, because the flag says the Dave Simpson Old Van Club, and there's a drawing of a rather battered maroon van, very, very similar to my old maroon van, which I used to have up until a few years ago. That was very, very battered, very old, and did an awful lot of miles. The letter reads, Dave Simpson, the Oh So Jolly Roger Show, dear Sir Hairy Legs. Yes, it's us again. Are your shows taped, as we think they are? About a week old when played on the air. Well, in fact, they're 2 days old when they're played on the air. They are taped, but the reason you think they're a week old is because your letters are so late. Well, it takes me a week to get the letters from the mailing address after you've posted them, so really, most of the letters on my show are just about a fortnight old. But anyway, I do get round to reading them out eventually. He says, or they say, we are here that Wolfman Jack is going to do tape shows for Radio Caroline. We think he is far out, man. Like, wow. Do you have any info on Mike Stand? Is he coming back? And what station is he going to work for? J1000. Hope. Well, I don't know. I've no idea. Mike Stand is due back any day now, but what station he's going to work for, I haven't the faintest idea. There's a very good drawing of Mike Stand on this letter here. It's just a little bit more hair. You've got the right style, the right curls, the right beard, but just a little bit more hair. And on the other letter from the cavemen, it says, thank you very much for playing us Saxon a couple of weeks ago. Keep on doing it, man. I shall keep on doing it. I love working on the radio. Thanks to you, the cavemen. I shall dedicate the next record to you, along with Mr. Jeff Stafford. Now, on the programme last week, I read out parts one and parts three of Jeff's letters, and I said part two was missing. Well, I found it. It's actually the B-side of part one. So there's a mistake from last week's programme. Have I made it? so far. I've been on the air for, what, 10 minutes now? 10 minutes of the second half. Ladbrokes are just about closing the bookie shop. Yes, let's have a look at the betting list, shall we, before we read Jess' letter. It's evens on one mistake per announcement. It's odds 20 against for making no mistakes. And it's only 2-1 for anything less than 10 mistakes on the programme. Never mind. Let's hope you've placed your bets. Let's hope you're lucky right now then. Looking at, back at this letter of Jeff Stafford's, very, very interesting one, in fact. It says, I was glad to hear... Yes, talking about Radio Caroline, in fact, you may remember last week's programme, Jeff said that he'd taped the Caroline story, which I played on the show about 4 or 5 weeks ago now, and he said it was a really good collector's item. He's glad to hear that Caroline is about to return once again. Well, it could actually be on the dial at the moment. I don't know, because my show's on tape. Amazing, they said, the Titanic was the only unsinkable ship. And, of course, Caroline coming back now. He says, I remember the original Caroline ship, formerly the Frederica, when she was anchored off Ramsey, the Isle of Man. As you probably remember, the tender used to take sightseers around the ship, and I still have some photos today. The thing that aggravated me at the time of the Marine Offences Bill in August 1967 was the way the British government outlawed 100% of all offshore stations. Okay, things could have got out of hand, with stations on every wave band overlapping each other, but the government could have compromised instead of allowing the BBC to monopolise the airwaves. I quite agree with you. I think if the government had picked out the best of the stations, such as Radio Caroline's North and South, Radio London, Radio Scotland, Radio 270, to just name just a couple of them, but pick out the very professional stations, then license them, then there would have been a complete free commercial broadcasting network, and a very good one at that, broadcasting to Britain. Thanks once again, Jeff, for the letter. We got through to part two of it this week. I shall move on in a few more minutes with more listeners' letters. Meanwhile, a touch more information for you, and that is that Radio Nova during the week moved frequency. They moved from 846 kHz, 355 metres, to the other side of Radio Lancashire. They have now moved back again and are back on 846 kHz. So have a listen to the music of Radio Nova. It's very, very good. And a big thanks also to all those people who phoned KELO, and especially to the person who gave me personally a name check. 16 minutes past midday on the Jolly Roger Show from Station J1000, coming away on a Sunday afternoon, 271 metres in the medium wave band. Dave Simpson up until 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock until 3, Andy Davis with the Sunday joint. And 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock, we go into the red with the amazing Mr. Robin Blind, who will suit all of our new wave and futuristic musical listeners. Following Robin Blind, of course, we have Stephen Bishop, I believe. Right, a letter now from 175 Molyneux Road. It comes from Steve Smith, who is asking a number of questions about Mersey Pirates. And he says, as a regular listener to your show on J1000, I thought I would drop you a line and hope you can help me with a couple of queries I have about Rip Pirate Radio. The first concerns 266 metres medium wave. I have found three different stations using this frequency, MAR, Radio Eleanor and Radio Caroline North. I know that the last two mentioned they are using the same transmitter, but where do MAR fit in? I picked them up last Wednesday at 2 p.m. doing a test transmission. However, by 4:30 the reception was very, very poor, and I think they were being jammed. I have not been able to pick up MAR or Radio Caroline North this weekend. There is also another Mersey Pirate station called LBC. They broadcast on 252 metres at various times over the weekend. The DJ is XMAR. I thought I would mention this in case you did not know. I have enclosed an essay and should be grateful if you would send me some details on J1000 and other pirate stations, past and present. I would especially like to know if there are any broadcasting during weekdays, as most tend to broadcast at weekends only. Please give my regards to all connected with J1000. Long may you continue on the airwaves. Yours faithfully, Steve Smith. And a PS on the end says, Andy Davis, is he the same DJ that worked on Radio Jackie North? Yes, he is. Before Radio Jackie North, he was working on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And I'll give it, I don't normally do a great deal about Mersey Pirates, I'll tell you why in a minute, but MAR first started broadcasting in October of 1979, and it had almost two successful years of broadcasting on Saturdays and Sundays. But then the problem started with people nicking transmitters, jamming stations, and the whole situation on Merseyside appears to have fallen apart. My advice to any serious radio listener is to get yourself a loop aerial from P.O. Box 539 in Blackpool. Stick it next to your radio set and it will open up a whole new world of medium wave stations for you. And I think you'll find that there are so many stations, so many really good stations to listen to on the medium wave band, that you'll forget all about the Mersey Pirates and the problems. One of the reasons why I haven't been mentioning them on the last programmes is because of the jamming and all the nonsense that's been going on, apart from which they're not really particularly good stations. They all appear to be the only people broadcasting, which is absolutely ridiculous, and of course it's nothing to do with free radio. So I don't actually do reports on the Mersey Pirate stations, because quite honestly there are far better stations on the medium wave band to listen to. That's a personal opinion, and if you try a loop aerial, I think that you will agree with me. Remember this one from Alien Heat, a number entitled Is It Love? Or Was It Love? That's another mistake for Ladbrokes.
Up to now, it seems that I've been living out of broken dream. And up to now, it's you and not me who want things as they really are. Up to now, you had it all, but soon you'll be the one to fall. So now you're living on a
Heat, Alien Heat Records. That's a record which I used to play as a promotional record when I was working on Merseyland Alternative Radio between October 1979 and November of 1980 when I did the 10 till 12 spot. Alien Heat there with a number entitled Was It Love?
Dave Simpson.
Dave Simpson on station J1000 with the Jolly Roger Show. Our mailing address, should you like to write into us, our postal communications address is 28 St Andrews Road, Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. And talking of writing and telephoning, I must say once again a big thanks to all of those people who telephoned KELO at their telephone number of 401-230. And all the requests and dedications I've been listening in this week, I've heard all the name checks. Thanks also to the person who gave the DJs of J1000 a name check on the Joey Jones programme, which I think was on Thursday afternoon. I'll give out the phone number once again after this record and also the station address should you like to write to them for stickers. KELO, of course, broadcasts on 244 metres right next to Radio 3. Hamby and the Dance by LaMarche Cragg, or LaMarche Cragg as Mike Stand would say, and if you've been listening to KELO, you'll know that they've been playing that record now for about 2 weeks. And KELO is, of course, probably the most advanced radio station when it comes to music. They're on 244 meters, and a lot of people did phone in for requests and dedications during the course of the week after me giving the telephone number out last week. So thank you all very much. The telephone number, in case you missed it last week, I've got it down here somewhere. Excuse me a moment while I find it. There we go. Yes. Telephone number for KELO, should you like an instant dedication, is 401-230. 401-230. And from this side of the water, you'll need the STD code, which is 0001. 3 O's and the 1, 401-230. And please dial that number very, very slowly. Leave a little gap between all the figures, the digits, when you dial. And if you'd like to write to them for car stickers or anything, well, their address is KELO Radio, North Street, N-O-R-T-H, North Street, Swords, S-W-O-R-D-S, Swords, County Dublin, which is, of course, in Ireland. 401-230 is the phone number. And once again, thanks to everybody who took notice last week and phoned in. Now, another letter here, this time from St. Anthony's Road, Blundell Sands in Liverpool 23, says, "Dear Dave Simpson, thanks for reading out my letter and telling me what happened to MAR. I sent off to KELO for some car stickers after listening to your show, Sensible People. Please play anything by Human League, Joy Division, or Echo and the Bunnymen. Play it for me, Phil, Keith, Bunny, Nigel, Dina, and anyone else who's lucky enough to know me. Enclosed is an SAE for car stickers, info sheet, etc., etc." And that comes from Pneumonia with Love and Kisses. And I hear in my headphones that stupid CB guy is back. I think a brick is required. For you, Pneumonia, and all your friends, Love Action by the Human League.
Going through.
The Human League with Love Action. That's a good record to play while I go and bend somebody's antennae around their neck. That CB guy that keeps breaking through my headphones. Anyway, Love Action by Human League, going out to Pneumonia and to all their friends. And that telephone number for KLO once again is 401-230-401-230. Right, from KLO back to Sunshine Radio this weekend. Sunshine celebrating its first birthday. As I've already said, the news sheet is now available for your copy of that. Send a large SAE to PO Box 539 in Blackpool. Back onto recording now, and this time again from the early transmissions of Sunshine Radio, and it's a character who's worked on more stations, I think, than any other DJ. His name's Tony Allen. He was very, very popular on Caroline, as indeed was Robbie Dale, and this is taken from a programme which actually follows the Robbie Dale show, which I broadcast about 30 minutes ago.
Quite amazing, aren't they? That's the police on Sunshine Radio 539. It's 26 minutes past 12, and please don't stand so close to me. Actually, I don't mind if you do, darling. You can do exactly what you want. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking out the window here at the sea. The sea is completely flat. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. What is this for the end of September, the beginning of October?
I tell you.
We didn't have the summer yet. The summer waited for Sunshine Radio to come on to you.
Aha, now you know the secret, don't you?
Okay, here's a guy from France. Originally from Canada, actually. His name is Seron. This is Supernature.
Through Sunday. Tamango Discotheque, where you can dance the night away in the most luxurious surroundings. Tamango Discotheque, where the sound and light systems are out of this world and the music is always the very latest. Tamango Discotheque at the Sands Hotel, Port Marnock. Tamango Discotheque, and you, because it takes two to tamango.
Thank you.
take me in your arms and rock me just a little while. That's what we do for you here on Sunshine Radio. We rock you all the way through the day. Want to say hello to Dez, because Dez said that I play a record for him. Okay, will do. And I'd like to dedicate this one to Ian Dempsey, because he was the one that discovered this record and made it the hit it is. This is Sheila Easton. Sheena Easton. I'll get it right in a minute. What? Mutton Girl. His new single offer called Johnny and Mary. Quite remarkable. It's going to be his first big hit, I'm sure of that. It's 12:47, 13 minutes to 1. Here with Sunshine Radio, 539 meters in the medium wave band. If you want to write us, you can write us care of the Sands Hotel, Coast Road, Port Marlock in County Dublin. That's Sunshine Radio, care of the Sands Hotel, Coast Road, Port Marlock in County Dublin. I'm Tony Allen with you through the afternoon. This is Exile, and I want to kiss you all over.
When you get home,
edited extracts there from Tony Allen's program on Sunshine Radio back in the early days. We had to edit the extracts for two reasons. One is that the tape isn't particularly good quality, and I think Tony developed a habit on Radio Caroline of playing three records together, which is rather nice when you're listening to the radio and you want to listen to non-stop music. But just for the sample purposes, we gave you a shot of each particular number there, just to give you an idea of the sort of music which Tony played. He is a very, very professional DJ, which is why he's worked on so many radio stations during his career. I think if he walked into any radio station, they would jump at the opportunity of giving him a job. 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, as we wish Sunshine Radio a very, very happy birthday, and here on station J1000, we move on with the music. Music this time comes from the Rolling Stones. That's a number entitled Start Me Up. Non-stop music between now and 1 o'clock. Dave Simpson playing it for you.
You're running hot.
Rolling Stones, the great single there entitled Start Me Up. It's 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 11 and a half minutes left to go on the Jolly Roger Show. P.A. Hoey writes in and tells me about KADM Radio, which gets its initials from the three DJs who run the stations, and their names are Keith, Mike, and I think the other one's Dave. Mixed up on the letter here. But anyway, it goes on to say that the station broadcasts... Oh, listen to that laugh. The station broadcasts on 94.7 megahertz FM. He says, the station on 206 meters AM interferes with it. Strange. Tainted Love, Soft Cell almost running out on me there as I dash across to close the studio window. I don't know if you could hear all the din that was going on in the background, but the window is helping a wee bit to keep it out. No, it's still going on, and the Southport handyman is still at it. Right, where was I up to? How many more can I squeeze in? Three tracks I think I'll try and squeeze in the programme. Next one coming up is our station hit pick, Robin's recommended disc by the Alexis Midnight Runners. A number entitled Pop-Up Toasters. We're playing it once an hour on J1000 for you today. More music like this comes your way between 3 and 5 in Into the Red with Robin Blind.
There's a lot of racial trouble in the world these days. Blacks and whites, Russians and Afghans. I don't know why they pick on them, I think they're really nice dogs. But there's only one device that can solve all this racial conflict. What is it?
Is it a big melting pot?
No!
Is it a model railway set?
No!
Is it a pop-up toaster?
Yes!
You go in white and you come out brown. Pop-up! Pop-up toasters, you hit the roof and then you spin around. Pop-up,
pop-up,
pop-up toasters. What man you need is a pop-up toaster. Stick her head in and see her roaster. Then she won't be so much of a boaster about being the colour of a new straw boaster. You got in white and you come out round. Pop-up,
pop-up,
pop-up toasters, you hit the roof and then you spin around. Pop-up,
pop-up,
pop-up toasters. You can keep your lovers and your old style preachers, social workers and comprehensive teachers, politicians and assorted slimy creatures. I owe my allegiance to Morphy Richards.
everybody. Now, obviously, you can't solve the world's racial problems by singing along with a simplistic lyric contained in a song. Oh, no, you got to do the dance as well. So I want everybody to do the pop-up toaster. First, you have to think of yourself as a slice of bread. You can be wholemeal, I don't mind. Second, you got to put your hand on your head. That's the round thing on the top of your neck where all the nonsense comes out. Third, you got to press down. And then fourth, you got to jump up in the air and go, boy! One, think bread. Two, hand on head. Three, press down. Four, go, boy!
Boy!
To racial harmony. Can't you see how good it would be if it wasn't for the pop-up,
pop-up,
pop-up toasters, pop-up,
pop-up,
pop-up toasters, pop-up,
pop-up,
pop-up toasters. Don't knock the toasters.
Okay.
And there you had it, our once an hour power play. As chosen for you by the amazing Robin Blind, Robin's recommended record, Alexis Midnight Runners with Pop-Up Toasters, featuring Alexi Sale, who's a very offbeat comedian to say the least. Okay, I'll give myself a little bit of backing music now to drown out all the noise which is going on from our handyman in the background. And I'll give you a quick summary of the programme up to so far, those addresses, telephone numbers, things like that. Once again, a reminder about Sounds Alternative, the Birmingham free radio station, broadcasts on 1179 kHz from 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings, broadcast Sundays only. This weekend, as you already know, if you've been listening to the programme, Sunshine's first birthday, we wish them a very, very happy birthday from all of us on station J1000. More information about the station is available in the Sunshine News Sheet, which you will require a large SAE, Fool's Cap-sized SAE to Sunshine PO Box 539, Blackpool in Lancashire. Same address for loop aerial diagrams, loop aerials made up complete. Sunstrips, car stickers, t-shirts, sweatshirt, you name it. All available from Sunshine PO Box 539, Blackpool in Lancashire. Also KELO. On 244 metres, the futuristic music station, the fastest music station, KELO on 244 metres. Their address is KELO Radio, North Street, Swords, County Dublin in Ireland. The telephone number once again, 401230, 401230. STD code from our side of the water is 0001. Please do give them a call. Get yourself an instant dedication. No doubt in 3 minutes' time I shall think of something else which I had to tell you and forgot about. Meanwhile, I shall sign off and say bye-bye. Next week we shall be back to offshore radio recordings. Apologies about last week's programme. We had aerial problems which somewhat spoiled the recording of Paul May on Radio North Sea. But we're back to offshore radio recordings next week. Not a great deal has been happening in the world of free radio on this side of the water, but certainly a lot from Ireland, which is why I've been featuring Ireland the last couple of weeks. Also, of course, there's a possibility that Caroline will be back on the air, in which case I shall do another feature on Caroline next weekend. Until then, it's time for me to say bye-bye for another week. Stand by for the Andy Davis Show, coming your way in 2 minutes' time. And I was going to dedicate the last record to Robbie Dale. In fact, I will dedicate the last record to Robbie Dale, but a big thanks for an excellent station coming from Ireland, Sunshine Radio, and also for entertaining us on Radio Caroline back in the 1960s. I would have liked to have played Whistling Jack Smith and I Was Kayserville's Batman, but I don't have it in the studio with me at the moment. Sorry about that. So I shall leave you all with UB40 and the number entitled 1 in 10, and happy birthday once again, Sunshine.
Another hungry baby, yeah. An accident of birth.